T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fair Tire Deal. Nobody.
Wake up with Mutt and Callahan. Weekdays 5:30 to 10. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston. A radio.com sports station.
Jan Phillips Auto Glass. Schedule online at janphillips.com.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
We got a bomb.
Not a bomb tosser.
Might he get aggravated?
Yes.
Mike McCagan, he's being relieved of his duties.
Wow. Dale Arnold.
Do you think that was a hand pass?
Well, what do you guys think?
Yes.
Okay. Then don't ask me. I have nothing to say about it.
Rich Keefe.
There's about 10 other things that I think are a little bit better than
like
playoff
hockey. Give it
sex.
Dale and Keefe.
I think it's a dumb team name. I think it's a dumb logo. I think it's a dumb uniform. I think it's a dumb place to have a hockey team. I think the whole thing just stinks.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So have the Hurricanes Mafia come down on you like a horde of locusts?
I don't think that's a thing. I don't think that really exists. You think there's a Hurricanes Mafia?
I don't know.
I really don't
they
think that there is.
They get mad at people, no, apparently.
They got their siren down there.
You know, people with southern accents get hung up on. And
I didn't hang up on anybody.
No,
I just said it's a fraud franchise and they never should have left Hartford. That's all I'm saying. It just doesn't feel like a real team. I don't know how anybody else sees that. Then they're wearing these ridiculous uniforms with black logos on top of black uniform. It doesn't make any sense.
Good plan.
It's amateur hour is what it looks like.
With the state flag for North Carolina.
Yeah.
On a uniform for a team that's named just
Carolina. You spent a lot of time in the AHL.
Yes.
Dale. Doesn't Carolina Hurricanes kind of fit in there?
Feels
they might
like
be an ECHL team. That's where they're at. It's an amateur outfit.
Well, if they lose tonight, they can go back to contemplating how bad their offseason is going to be.
I think they are going to lose tonight.
And Hurricanes fans will not be happy.
Do you think they have the same kind of first period as they did in Game 3?
No.
You just can't, right?
Because I don't think the Bruins will have the same kind of
first period
they did in Game 3. I think the Bruins will play better. It was ironic because they played Tuesday. They won. Took a 3-0 lead. That's all good. But they weren't really happy, especially with how obviously the game started. Tuukka Rask saved their bacon. Everybody knew that. So they went out yesterday. They didn't just have a la-di-da, let's get the boys loose and skate around the rink. They had a practice.
They went after it
like a real live, honest-to-God hockey practice because they weren't satisfied. They weren't willing to say, you know what, we'll be fine. We'll be good.
Well, that is good because you don't want to give Carolina any kind of life. You don't want to let them back into the series. Carolina wasn't down 3-0 to the Capitals, but they were down in that series, and they found a way to come back and win. They obviously won 4 straight against the New York Islanders. I mean, I'd be shocked. I mean, I'd be absolutely shocked if the worst-case scenario ever happened, but I like the Bruins' approach to this.
But I heard you guys in the office talking
sure.
about remember Philly?
Do you remember
Philly the Flyers?
Now? Do you remember?
I do.
Yeah.
They had a 3-0 lead in the best of 7 series in Game 7. Mm-hmm. At home, they had a 3-0 lead. They ended up losing Game 7 to the Philadelphia Flyers, lost the series 4-3. I see Joe McDonald wrote about it today on the Athletic. And it's like everybody's like waiting for the worst to happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, because things have gone pretty well for the Bruins, not just how they have played, but everything around them. It is really lined up perfectly. We've been talking about this ever since Tampa Bay got swept out, but it wasn't just Tampa Bay. It was everybody. If you say, they have to go up against Pittsburgh, and even though they've beaten Pittsburgh in the past, that's a team that has cup experience. Nope, they don't have to play Pittsburgh. Oh, they have a really hard time against Holtby. Holtby shuts them out every time. Nope, they don't have to go up against him. Like, all these teams, it just, even the Islanders.
So we're all waiting for the worst.
For something.
The worst thing to happen.
No, I don't think it'll happen. I really don't. But when they show the graphic at the end of Game 3, NBC Sports, it pops up. In the history of the Bruins franchise, when they have a 3-0 lead, they are 19-1. And if this isn't one of those times where you say, well, that happened.
You remember that?
No, but you're not saying, oh, that happened 50 years ago. Who cares?
No, I know.
You're saying, oh, that happened with a handful of the guys that are on this team.
2010.
Not that long ago.
There were 3 guys who were on the team then who are on the team now.
Right.
and
including
David Krejci, who was hurt, by the way.
Exactly. So that was, I mean, I think that was
actually,
a big part of it.
There were four, because Chara was here, too.
Chara, Bergeron, and Tuukka, who was in net for it. And so, again, I'm not saying it was all his fault, but you see how that went. And they, not only that, you're right, I forgot about the 3-0 lead, too, in Game 7. Just crazy. Now, I think that Philadelphia team is better than this Carolina team. I mean, I'd be shocked by that. I just think it's worth pointing out that here they are up 3-0. Most sport, like, it's never happened in basketball. You say basketball, you're up 3-0. You're like, forget about it. It's like, do you end up traveling back for a game 5, or you just take care of business right there? Teams usually don't have that much fight in them. And I think for Carolina, they had one of their better first periods. They just couldn't break through on Tuukka Rask in game 3. And then now, knowing that you're down 3-0, I think it's going to be hard, even with the stupid siren and even with the crowd knowing that this might be their last game.
Well, I'd like to see who the siren sounder is today. I haven't checked yet.
I think they said Ed Cota, Tar Heel greats.
Go right there.
Or Julius Hodge.
Shouldn't
from
it be
NC State?
An NC State great?
NC State
I mean,
guy?
Since
yeah.
they're in Raleigh.
It's going to be TJ Warren. He's
going
to be out there.
That's who we're going for.
Whoa, Mom, look at
this
TJ.
Guy. Woo! Oh, great. Yeah, it could be him. I'm guessing it's going to be him. But, yeah, I really don't see it. And, you know, the Bruins have one injury, unfortunately, from last game into this game. And Wagner's been good.
He's been terrific.
But it's not like you lost, you know, again, losing David Krejci in that series when you were up 3-0. That's much more impactful, right? And I know the fourth line's been good. But guess what? Achari's back. He's healthy. He's going to be able to go in the lineup. So
he was healthy Tuesday.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to mess with anything.
Right.
They had won 5 in a row.
Yeah.
They've since won 6 in a row. If Chris Wagner had not been injured, they probably wouldn't have messed with anything tonight either.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so they're just playing too well, and I think Carolina is just overmatched. Like, I don't think this is going into the series that, ooh, this is an even series, and one team happened to just outplay them and take a 3-0 lead. That's not the case to me. Like, the Bruins are significantly better than Carolina. Even if the Hurricanes don't take stupid penalties tonight, the Bruins can still beat them 5-on-5. You know, the Bruins, and let's say the Bruins take penalties. They can kill them off. Like, they've proven that they can do that. And then, oh, by the way, they got Tuukka Rask, who's playing the best hockey of his career. So it's all lining up perfectly for a Bruins win tonight and a sweep of the series.
I do think it's a legitimate, we had this question that we brought it up before. It's a legitimate question to ask about, you know, if they do win tonight, could it end up coming back to bite them on the backside in some way? I mean, you think about...
It's the longest layoff you could think about.
Well, if in fact the next round, the Stanley Cup final starts like the NHL likes to do on Memorial Day, May 27th, if they win tonight and they sit around for 11 days, it'll be helpful for the health of some players. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But boy, it's going to be hard to keep your edge.
But also, I mean, you think about what's the alternative is that they play a 6 or 7-game series. That just seems so unlikely. So even if they do play a 5-game series, that's just two extra days, right? Because game 5 would be on Saturday, right? So you have Friday off, then you play Saturday, and then you're done. So, I mean, the 2 extra days, but you're also risking, I mean, you know, Chris Wagner just got hurt. He's out for the playoffs, most likely.
Yeah, they haven't said yet, but it seems very unlikely you'll see him again.
I'd be surprised if you saw him again, but that's the thing is I'd rather take the extra 2 days and figure out what to do with 11 days than throw him out there again and then risk just Carolina even showing them any kind of signs of life. You know, that could certainly happen. You know, you go back to 2010. So they beat the Flyers 5-4 in overtime in game 1 at home. Then they win 3-2. Then they go into Philadelphia and they win 4-1. So you're thinking this series is over. So now they're in Philadelphia. So they're up 3-0. They go to game 4 in Philadelphia. They lose 5-4 in overtime. So that gives them a little bit of life. They come back to Boston. Philly wins 4-0. Then they go to Philly. They lose 2-1. And then they go back to Boston for game 7. And as you pointed out, they have a 3-0 lead and they lose 4-3. But that series just felt closer. I mean, think about it. The first 2 games of that series were decided by 1 goal, and one of them was in overtime. Then the first loss was in overtime. So that just felt like more of an even matchup to me than this in Carolina.
Yeah, this does not feel very evenly matched. I said this to you before they played a game in this series, that if the Bruins play their style, if they don't screw anything up, Carolina can't beat them.
No, they can't. I don't see what it is.
Carolina played as well as they can play. Really, in game 3.
Yeah.
And they still came out on the losing end.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't keep it going. And part of it is, you know, Tuukka Rask. If Tuukka Rask was playing like a mortal, if he was just playing like an average goaltender, then maybe it's a 2-1 series, right? Maybe Carolina has won one of these games. But across the board, they're just better. And I don't know how. I mean, the mentality of being down 3-0, I'm not saying they're going to show up and quit, but if the Bruins take an early lead, I could see Carolina just being like, this is it. All right, we'll see you later. Make vacation plans. We're done. Good run. And oh, by the way, good run for them. They didn't even think they were going to make the playoffs, let alone win two rounds. So they're actually probably pretty good. They're like, all right, this was a nice season, guys. Congratulations.
You've been in charge of what Vegas thinks.
Yes. They've been all over
favorite.
This. Yeah.
I've been in charge of the stats geeks looking at this.
Yeah, you've been finding these nerd stats.
Dom Lucision is the guy who writes statistical stuff for The Athletic. He's updated the playoff probabilities. Going into tonight's action, the Bruins have a 96.5% chance of getting to the Stanley Cup Final. So, Carolina, there is a chance, 3.5%.
They got a chance. They're giving them a chance. Well, hey, it's hockey.
Yep.
You know, it's happened. It could happen again.
The Bruins have a 67.7% chance of winning the Stanley Cup.
Ooh.
Second is San Jose at 24.3.
Yeah. Well,
third
we got to get
St.
into that
Louis
game, by the way.
At 6.
Yeah.
Last is Carolina at 2.
So they have a 2% chance of winning the Cup.
To win the Cup.
So, Carolina, hey, hang in there. You know, keep your head up. That's pretty good.
And by the way, the Bruins, according to these stats geeks, are favored to win tonight's game as well.
All right.
Close.
For the degenerate gamblers out there.
There
so those
we go.
Are the nerd stats.
Yep.
These are the gambler stats. Right now, to win the Cup, the Bruins are minus 135. That is the number one, that is the clear-cut favorite. And the Sharks are second. The Sharks are plus 190, followed by the Blues at plus 400. Carolina Hurricanes, if you're feeling frisky, plus 6,000 to win the Cup right now.
That'd be Jason Rossi.
Rossi likes bang for his
buck. Bet a bunch.
Rossi would never bet on a minus 135. He would bet plus 6,000. You want to put a couple of
shekels?
A couple of shekels on the old Carolina Canes?
Just to come back?
Plus 6,000. No, to win the whole thing. They got to win the Cup.
See, I don't like
they
that
They got to win the whole Cup. Now, I think this...
I'll put a buck down, actually. I'm going to do
You put
it.
A buck? In for a buck? Out for $6,000.
That's pretty good.
Down at Twin Rivers, they're going to look at him and say, really?
Like, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
Really?
What do you need, $1.50?
He's wearing
What's
the
minimum bet?
He's wearing the all-black Hurricanes uniform.
More than a dollar.
Normally, it's like 10 at least.
Yeah.
$10? I would do that.
$10?
I'll call Steve DiAssi, tell him he'll hook it up.
Just throw down 100, Jason. You can do it.
$10? You win 600.
I'll do. Not I bad. Would do $10.
$10, win 600.
That's the type of odds I'm looking for on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so that's
and
that's
you don't really need
them.
The $10 anyway.
Now, let me ask you this, though, Dale. We both agree that the Bruins, everything around them is lined up perfectly, but who is getting more luck this postseason run than the San Jose Sharks?
No one.
It's just, and I
the
would.
The NHL actually called and apologized to the Vegas Golden Knights, said, you know that overtime game 7 that the Sharks beat? We're sorry.
That was so
we're
they shouldn't
sorry.
Be here.
No.
The Sharks should not be here right now, let alone having a 2-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. So the way my mind works, I would be worried about a Bruins-Sharks Stanley Cup Final.
Just because it seems like
they're getting all the calls or the non-calls. Or, you know, in one case, they're getting a huge call and they're able to score a bunch of power play goals. On the other hand, you know, you can pass it with your hand now. Like, there's just... And if you missed it last night, the San Jose Sharks won in overtime.
In overtime.
And it shouldn't have been a goal. It should not have been a goal.
And here's the problem. For at least the second time, I think it's the third time in the playoffs, you've had a clear rules infraction that gets missed by all four guys on the ice. In the in the Bruins series against Columbus, you had the puck go off the net.
None that was
of the
classic.
Four, none
Love
of
that
the
one.
Four see it.
Yeah.
And once a pass is made, oh, sorry, we can't review that.
Can't review it.
And so Columbus gets a goal that they didn't deserve. And as Tuukka said at the time, what happens if that play happens in overtime of Game 7? What does the NHL then say? So last night, they have this clear play completely screwed up by four officials on the ice.
Four of them.
Four.
And this play involved the puck. It's not like it involved something like way down the other end of the ice and you happen to miss it. No, if you were paying attention to the puck, you would have seen this.
So the supervisor of officials talking to a pool reporter, and I'm paraphrasing here, basically said, we all know what happened.
Yeah.
You saw what happened, but we can't review that. Well, then you know what? You've either got to get rid of review completely, or you got to fix it.
They got to fix it.
Because the NHL has got a major issue on their hands. Now, this was a game-winning goal in overtime.
Yeah, it was.
And it could have easily been a game-winning goal in Game 7 mm-hmm. of overtime. And they all sit with their thumbs up their butts going, "So I don't know. What do you want us to do?"
What an image. You know how the NFL all scoring plays are reviewed? And like they do it quickly, but they'll see, like, hey, that was a touchdown. They look at it real quick. Go ahead, kick the extra point. Like, we got it. Don't you think at the very least, at the very, very least, playoff overtime goals are all automatically reviewed?
See, I don't have any issue.
I'd go
even further and say, you know what? Any goal scored, we can review it.
Especially in the playoffs, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, because regular season, whatever. I don't think that's the end of the world.
By the way,
but in the playoffs,
this is the general manager's fault. Because the general managers, when they put this rule together, we don't want to be stopping the game all the time, looking at everything. We'll do it. We'll do a 5-minute replay
for offsides.
For an offside infraction.
Which had nothing to do with the play. Yeah.
5 minutes after the play was offside.
That's the biggest problem with them, is that they allow that. And then not these other things. Like, hey, look at one replay, the puck hit the net. Or, hey, look at one replay, and it was clearly a hand pass. That's all you have to do. But no, we can't do that. But, oh, by the way, 5 minutes before the puck went into the zone, I think there was an offsides there. You guys might want to go back and look at that and disallow the goal. So that is just a problem. And we've talked about the refs being an issue for both teams and in every series with, this is a penalty.
This
not
doesn't affect the Bruins at all.
No.
I'm sitting here saying, NHL,
so
you got to fix this.
Yeah, and I am in favor of replay. We have the technology now. We should be able to use it. It doesn't have to be, old school. I'm like, hey, whatever's a call on the ice is a call on the ice. The idea should be to get it right. We have cameras everywhere. You should be able to get all of these calls right. And the problem is you use it for some things but not for everything. And then you have a team like this. Now, maybe the Sharks would have ended up winning the game anyway. It was an overtime goal.
Sure,
so whatever.
What we do know is that they won the game on a goal that shouldn't have been allowed.
And I just feel like based off of the penalty that was called, which was a bad penalty, and the Sharks get to score all those power play goals against Vegas, and then you have a call like this last night, and you say, man, are they one of these teams of destiny? Or is it they just have it for the Sharks?
They're just trying to get Joe Thornton his cup.
Now, on the flip side, game 4 in this series, are the Blues going to get a whole bunch of calls? They might. That kind of stuff happens.
You sound like Barry now. Barry Peterson is a great conspiracy theorist.
Well, good.
He always thinks that stuff happens.
I don't see how it won't. I think there's going to be... They're at least going to give him a few chances. Yeah. St. Louis will have more power plays than San Jose in Game 4. You can lock that thing up. There's no doubt. They're going to try to give him an opportunity. Now, San Jose may still win the game. You can only do so much as an official without going overboard. But they're going to get their opportunities because they feel like they let him down. They did. All four of the refs on the ice missed it.
Awful.
And it was right in front of the goalie. Like, the whole thing. It's like, come on.
Awful.
Yeah.
And as you said, the puck is there. At least one of the four should be looking at the puck.
Usually where the puck is, there's some action there. There's usually kind of important, what's going on there.
So Craig Berube was asked about it after the game. Oh, he was happy to talk about this.
Do you think that was a hand pass, and did you get any explanation?
No explanation.
Did you think it was a hand pass?
Well, what do you guys think?
Yes.
Okay, then don't ask me.
Yes.
There's no reason to ask me.
Well, we want to hear what you have to say.
Nothing. I have nothing to say about it.
I mean, that is it's a good question. And then his question is, well, what do you guys think? Well, no. Who cares what I think? We want to know what your thoughts are on it.
So the referees last night were Mark Joannette and Dan O'Rourke. The linesmen were Johnny Murray and Matt McPherson. The supervisor was Kay Whitmore, the former goaltender. And it was Whitmore who said, well, you saw what happened. We all saw it. You saw the video. We can't review it. And you've got those four. Look, these guys are, generally speaking, pretty good officials.
Yeah. But what do you guys think?
But none of the four
none of them.
See as clear a hand pass as you can make.
Yeah. And so, aren't you also afraid, whether or not the Sharks get calls or not, because they've been getting them this postseason, but just there is going to be something that affects the Stanley Cup Final? Like, that series, based on what we've seen in all these other series, the Bruins alone, but certainly the Sharks have been right in the center of a couple of major ones as well. The way things have gone, I can't imagine that they play 4, 5, 6, 7 Stanley Cup final games and we don't say anything about the refs, which is unfortunate because you just don't want that to be an excuse for either side.
So do you believe in luck?
Of course I do. I'm Irish. Of course I do.
I mean, in this case, do you say that, well, the Sharks are lucky?
Yes.
They've been very lucky.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, these two crucial calls.
They are very lucky.
That have been missed, and the NHL has admitted they missed them.
Yeah, I don't think
nothing we can do.
I don't think it's like a Tim Donaghy situation. I don't think the refs right. were betting
this
on
isn't the
Sharks.
NHL.
I don't think
this
that.
Isn't the NHL sitting in a back room somewhere saying,
we need
well,
the
you
Sharks.
Know what? Joe Thornton probably isn't going to play much longer.
Yeah.
What a story it would be if we could send him off with a cup.
Now, if this was, you know, Toronto, Montreal, maybe even like New York. Like you, I could convince myself.
Really go
yeah,
crazy.
I could convince myself. But I think, honestly, wouldn't they rather have St. Louis than San Jose in the final? Or is it like is that kind of a pick'em?
I think probably San Jose.
Oh, okay, but St. Louis is a they go nuts for hockey there.
I truly do believe that the NHL may not give a darn, but NBC really wants Boston in the final.
Oh, there's no doubt. They don't they want Carolina.
They really want. The game on
they
Tuesday
don't want
night.
Carolina in those uniforms?
They did a 17 in Boston.
What'd they do in North Carolina, did you see?
I don't have it, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it was less than that by about half.
They don't have TVs down there? Is that the problem?
Okay,
well,
now
I don't
enough.
Know. I've never been. Yeah. I'm sure they're
I'm
doing
sure
all right.
You'll be welcomed warmly when you go this time.
No, they're nice.
All right, so would you say that the Bruins have been lucky?
No. I think they've gotten some calls. They've also been on the wrong end of a few calls. I mean, again,
I was thinking more in terms of, okay, Tampa's gone.
No, that's...
Okay, Caps are gone.
Yeah.
Okay, they played Toronto in the first round. Then they got to play Columbus. Now they get to play Carolina.
But Toronto's a real team. I will stop short and tell you, Toronto's a real team. And it's just, again, you go back to how they seed the playoffs in the NHL, and it's so upside down. Carolina should have been their first round opponent. And then they sweep their first round opponent. You're like, all right, good. That's a team that had the seventh best record in the Eastern Conference. You play them in the first round, and then it gets gradually more difficult. That's how it usually goes. This has been the other way. I think Toronto's better than Columbus, but you could argue either one. But I think they've gone to a weaker opponent each round. Now, it'll kick back up in the cup final. San Jose is certainly better, and I think San Louis is also better than Carolina. But at least for this round, yeah, they were a little fortunate that Tampa Bay got knocked out, but that's Tampa Bay's problem. I think on the ice, though, I think it's been, you know, they've kind of created their own luck at times, and they've also been the victim of a couple of bad calls, but that happens.
We know that we sports fans in New England are a cynical lot to begin with. We know that we're always waiting for the bad stuff to happen. We're always, and which is kind of amazing when you think about the last decade or so here.
It's been a good run.
I mean, it's been a real good run, and yet we're always waiting for the crap to happen.
No, I know.
And I sense that there are Bruins fans going, oh, you know what? They lose tonight. Oh, then who knows what's going to happen?
No, I don't know about that. I mean, I think they'll just say, all right, a lot of people, you and me included,
said
in five. And I guess, you know, Carolina's worse than I even thought that they were. And I didn't really give them a whole lot of credit going in. But you combine that with how well the Bruins are playing and how all four lines are creating offense. Tuukka Rask is still in his zone. And maybe he's even stepped it up. Maybe he's even better than he was in the Columbus series, which is pretty crazy. So, no, this team is definitely going to the Cup, and then they're going to be the favorite there. It's going to be a tougher challenge, but we'll reassess once they get there, and it'll be interesting to see how they handle this really long layoff.
All right, here's the schedule for today. We got into a rather spirited discussion yesterday with Wiggy about, you know, the play of a certain 40-plus-year-old defenseman for the Boston Bruins.
Big Z.
So we were thinking about, you know, who could talk about playing defense in the National Hockey League above the age of 40? Well, there's only a couple.
Chris Chelios.
I don't have Chris Chelios' number.
Not him.
I do have Ray Bourque's number, however.
We'll talk to him.
He's going
to
join us at 1 o'clock. We'll talk to Ray Bourque about the play of Zdeno Chara, how hard it is. People, maybe if you didn't read If These Walls Could Talk,
people
Boston
have read
Bruins.
The book, Dale. People have read, they might be rereading it.
There's a story in there about how Harry Sinden and the Bruins tried to get Ray to come back and play a half season here after he retired. He had an opportunity to play after that. He just didn't feel that he could continue to play at the highest levels, and he also felt he couldn't commit to the off season to continue to play. He didn't think his game was shot.
Right.
It was really hard at that age. We'll talk to him about what Char is doing.
His Ray Bourque's favorite hockey player of all time.
We're not going to bring Mark in for
he's
that.
Unfortunately, going to
no. He's going to sit this one out. So Ray Bourque's going to join us at 1. Our Red Sox front office report happens today. Tony La Russa is going to join us. We think 12:30. That's a little up in the air right now.
All right, stay tuned.
But he's going to. Don't worry. We'll tell you when it happens. But we're going to get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We do have some football to talk about. The Patriots are apparently trying to get the band back together.
Bring them back.
We'll talk about that.
I like it.
We've got some other things we'll add into the mix as well, including the owner of the Boston Celtics liking his basketball team as much as you did, which ain't much. 617-77.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Experience, yes, I'm all about replay. The one that I'm a little bit cooling off on is the offside. I think these guys, for the most part, do the best they can, and I think most fans would be okay with maybe the skate being up in the air and the one skate in the zone, letting that go, because if he did it from, looking straight down, half his body is still onside. I think most people would be okay with it. I think that's the one that where, you're trying to find the right camera angle. That seems to slow things down. But, in the spirit of wanting to get it right all the time, I guess you got to look at it from that angle too, trying to get the offsides correct. But for goalie interference, I'm good with it. Offsides, I'm cool with that. But,
Brian Boucher, NBC Sports, who joined us yesterday on the program, talking about instant replay. I'm at the point, and Jaffe has said this a couple of times this year, I'm actually at the point where I'm ready for the NHL to get rid of replay entirely. Just do away with it. Because it's causing more frustration than it's fixing things.
I think there's room for it. They need to do a better job with it. I think in a lot of sports it's that way. I wouldn't get rid of it.
Like the replays on goalie interference? Tell me what they're looking at. Tell me what they see. None of us understand it. Those of us who have been around the game for years, we'll watch it. I mean, Boucher said, I don't know. I couldn't figure out what they were going to call it.
But like, this has been a learning experience. Like, you should be able to challenge, oh, that puck hit the net. And then you see that it hit the net, and now, okay, no goal. Or you should be able to challenge hand pass. Like last night, the Blues should have been able to, or the NHL should have on their own, said, hey, let's take a quick look at this and do that. Get rid of the offsides thing. That's ridiculous. That slows the game down. That's not really helping anybody. The goalie interference one, I think they need to actually just decide what goalie interference is, first of all. They need to all agree on what it is. And then if you want to replay it or not, I guess that you can figure that out later. But some of these goals, there's just no excuse for it. And so
you
have all these cameras.
In every sport, replay is frustrating you more than it's fixing things for you.
Yeah, because it should be better than it is.
In every sport, NFL, you're going, geez, really?
Yeah.
That's what you're not going to call because of that?
But there are times where guys just miss it. And so are you okay with them just missing it and saying, oh, that happens? But there's so much at stake with these calls, like millions and millions of dollars and jobs.
Well, but then they have it and miss it anyway.
Yeah, but I bet they get most of them right. Right, I mean, we latch onto the ones like, oh my God, how'd you miss this? But in the NFL, if you challenge, oh, he had 2 feet in, then you see the replay and he had 2 feet in. And so he should get credit for that. Like the player, they should be rewarded for those kind of plays. And if they missed it because it's going super fast, all the players in every sport are faster than they've ever been before. And if these guys miss it, so be it. But you want to make sure you get the call right.
I think it absolutely affects officials. I think subconsciously, psychologically, I think that they say, well, screw it. They're just going to change it anyway. Here, I'm going to call it. Or, you know what? I'm not calling anything. They're going to look at it. They're going to make up their own minds.
Yeah.
I think it affects how they call the game, how they look at plays.
So you're coming around on robot refs then?
No, I'm coming around on replay.
You want to get rid of replay, all of it?
I'm actually at the point where I'd be okay if they just did away with replay in every sport.
I think they need to fine-tune it. They need to figure out what's reviewable and what isn't. Some of the stuff just, you know, say, well, that is going to be human error. Like in baseball, again, it's not perfect, but in baseball, balls and strikes aren't reviewable.
Thank God.
That's just what it is. But if you want to see, you know, out or safe at first base, home run, like fair foul, those kind of things, fine. And I think you should be able to do that. The games, all the games, you know, are
like,
already played
like the
long
Chavis
anyway.
Home run the other night.
Yeah.
If they were going to review fair or foul, how the hell would you have known? It was about 500 feet above the foul pole.
You got to put like a tracker on it.
I mean, how would you even, if you looked at the replay, you go, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I just think it needs to be used kind of smartly. And not in every sport, they're not really doing that. But in hockey, we've seen a couple of examples where certain things should be reviewed. And you just want to get it right, because if this happens in the Stanley Cup final, if there's a blatant hand pass, I mean, think about it. This was game three of the Western Conference Finals. That's pretty significant. If it's game three of the Stanley Cup final and the Bruins are on the wrong end of a hand pass like that and you lose the game in overtime because of it,
you're going to lose your mind.
You're going to lose your mind. So that is something that should be replayed, because, okay, guys, they might miss it, but they shouldn't be able to. There's immediately after that play happened, we at home saw it on TV and they go, oh yeah, hand pass. Shouldn't have been called.
The fact that the NHL has had two goals scored in this playoff season, the Columbus goal against the Bruins and last night's goal against the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
Two goals that everyone on the planet knows shouldn't count, but they're going, sorry.
What are you going to do?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's not in our rule book. That's why I don't think it's necessarily a replay issue. It's just the rules that they all figured out and said, all right, this is what's reviewable and this is what isn't. That's what needs to change, not whether or not there's ever any replays anymore. I think those can help. Boys. You know, in the NBA, for example, if, you know, on the court,
they go over and they pull that monitor out. And it's like,
yeah,
oh, my
but
God.
If the guy beat the buzzer or he didn't beat the buzzer, that's important. And I know you just want to ultimately get the call right. And maybe it sucks some of the energy out of the building for a moment, but you got the call right. That's the most important thing.
The other thing is they show the fans at home and you're watching the replay and you're saying, oh, well, obviously they got to change that. And then they don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like goaltender interference. You say, well, what are we doing here?
Well, I don't even think they know what goaltender interference is. That's a big ref issue more than a replay issue.
I think it frustrates fans.
Yeah.
It frustrates players. I think it frustrates the officials.
Oh, probably. But that's one where I don't know if they even have a grasp on it, because you can see it in multiple games and you can see plays that look somewhat similar, and then you'll get it really flip a coin on what they're going to call.
Flip a coin may be the key phrase for everything they do. 617-779-7937. John's in Connecticut. Hey, John.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good morning.
Dale, I think you just hit it on the head, being that 57 and been around the game for a long time. I think officials in all sports, but definitely in the NHL, they're wary of the video replay, almost afraid to make a call. If there's four refs on the ice last night, and you're telling me two of them looking at the puck do not see that hand pass, forget suspended. They got to go. You cannot allow a game to end, as Tuukka would say. That game ended last night, could change the whole series. You can't allow that to happen. Somebody at the high archery's got to go. Somebody's got to go. Someone's got to pay for that debacle last night.
See, I'm probably not as far down the road as you are about firing guys for making a mistake. But
Dale, somebody lost. You just said it a minute ago.
I agree.
Someone stands to lose their job, like a coach or something.
Yeah, see, what I would do is it's more, all right, those guys aren't doing playoff games anymore. Or, like, you gotta go back, right, do regular season games. Because all these guys, they get graded, right? They get critiqued. They look at these guys. So I would say, all right, you've lost playoff privileges for now. Because I don't think it was malicious. They screwed up. They missed it. And that's where they could be helped out by the benefit of certain replays, right? Like, if they could look at that last night, they all missed it. All right, after review, no goal, and then just keep the game going. That's what should have been able to happen.
I think that there are some officials, like Joey Crawford, who would look at a replay of something he screwed up and say, screw you.
Yeah, the NBA's got more issues. They seem to have more actually, baseball does too sometimes, but they seem to have like beefs with players and things.
And I don't sense that in the NHL.
No.
Billy Jaffe talks with a lot of these officials. He's friends with a lot of them. And he tells me, he says nobody feels worse than those guys do.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure those four guys went back into their dressing room, watched the replay, and all four of them went, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
oh what
terrible.
Did we do?
Right.
But, you know, you can't fix it at that point. I'm not suggesting they're in the bag. The NHL isn't trying to get San Jose through to the final. There isn't some bag job going on here. They screwed it up, but the NHL won't allow it to be fixed.
Yeah, that's on them. So that's the kind of thing that needs to be changed in the offseason. And you would think it's been such a major topic this whole postseason run that they're going to have to make some changes. You know, we were saying that in the NFL. You know, the NFL, we're expecting changes because all of a sudden, you know, that the Saints-Rams game, holy smokes, you know, that kind of play in that situation, like, all right, now that's going to make changes happen. And I would think with all these different issues that they have had throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs that something's going to have to give.
Steve calling on the truck phone. Hey, Steve.
What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
Good.
Today?
What's going on?
You know, I was under the impression, and I was corrected by your phone screen, that all the goals in the NHL in the overtime were looked at. But
that is incorrect.
Why? I mean, but you know, like in the NFL, in the last 2 minutes, they look at it, they review everything. Shouldn't they institute a rule for something like that? I mean, that's terrible. That's going to be a monetary thing as far as the team is concerned. If the wrong team, I'm not saying, you know what I mean, the wrong team goes to the finals, it's going to cost that team money, right? I mean, it's just going to the cup.
Potentially. I mean, we don't know if they would have won the game. It was one of those situations.
No,
where
it wasn't still, a game
but
seven.
But you're right.
Or...
They shouldn't have lost that way. I agree with you completely.
Is the rules committee on that? Is there a governing force that can say, you know, we got to change it? Because that's just, I mean, and the same thing like you said in the Bruins game with hit the netting. If the netting's not there, it's out of play. It goes into the cloud. I don't get how they can't review something like that. It doesn't make any sense. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just the rules that they have. So the video review process does not include hand passes that lead to goals.
By the way,
that's not
this is the GM's fault.
Yeah, sure.
And the GM of the St. Louis Blues, who supposedly was down in the hallways pounding on the door of the officials' room last night, Harry Sinden would have kicked that damn door down.
That's right.
But he was pounding on the door. He was one of the guys who voted as well. If you hand pass it into the net, if you direct it into the net with your goal, we can review that.
But if it leads to a goal,
but if we hand pass it to a teammate, an illegal hand pass, no, we're not going to allow that. We don't want to slow things down.
That's the key with all this. You can hit the net, you can't score off of the net, but you can pass it, then score. If you hand pass it to a guy, then he passes it with his stick, then the other guy can score. It's just stupid.
And the hypocrisy of not allowing a review of that. But we'll go back and look at an offside call that happened 4 minutes ago before the puck went in the net.
That's what makes them look even dumber. It really does. They should just say, whether it's just overtime or whether it's just playoffs, whatever, review all the goals. And you can do it quickly now. I mean, we all saw it at home. So you can do it really quickly in Toronto, in the building, whatever you decide to do. And say, was everything on the up and up? And forget offsides. Forget offsides. It should be for the blatant miss. The hand pass like that, or the off the net, or whatever. I'm sure you guys can come up with other examples of it. Those should be the ones that you immediately look at and say, nope, not a goal. Here's why. Keep playing.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to Ray Bourque at 1 o'clock. Tony La Russa will join us at 11:30. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, do you think the hand pass should be reviewable or not?
We're going to go there, eh? Yeah, it was a hand pass, but we're going to try and move forward, and the league's going to take care of it like they've done in the past so far in the playoffs.
It's more difficult to get past the playoffs, and for a game to end like that in overtime in the playoffs, how difficult is that?
Yeah, it's unacceptable, but it's okay. It's 2-1 right now.
I didn't really get an explanation other than I guess there's a different set of rules for two different teams, so I'm sure they'll lose some sleep tonight after looking at it, but that's all I'm going to say about it.
Did you see a hand pass?
I said that's all I'm going to say about it.
David Perron and Alex Petrangelo. You could probably tell they both played for the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, I got that sense. Yeah, they got screwed.
Yes.
There's no way around it. They got absolutely goosed and porked.
Much like myself.
What?
I got goosed and porked.
How so?
So yesterday,
yes,
Mick Jagger posts a tweet showing him dancing. And
he looks like in pretty good shape, huh?
6 weeks after heart valve surgery, and he's looking good.
He looks great out there.
And it was his most retweeted tweet ever. Yeah, everybody.
How about that?
So today,
yes,
the Stones have announced the new dates.
Oh, good, because you had tickets to this.
I have tickets
to
see Mick and the Stones at Gillette Stadium.
Right.
They're now going to be at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, July 7th.
Well, that's good. That's good news.
The day before I fly back from San Francisco on Monday, July 8th.
Oh, no.
Mick, what have you done to me
Can
here?
Can you ask him to maybe postpone? Maybe, like, wait another week? Or not even another day?
The following week, he's in New Orleans, so that's not going to help me at all.
Maybe you get tickets to that. Get down there
probably
and see them play.
Yeah, so,
You're screwed.
I'm goosed
there.
And pork.
Yeah, you're goosed and pork. So you can't see the Stones. Now, you should be able to get your money back, though, because they can't say, well, you bought tickets for this date, and now you have to go this date. You're probably not alone. People made summer plans. They're like, well, Stones, I wanted to see them. Because when were they supposed to?
It was like June.
Okay.
I forget the exact date.
So they bumped
date.
It a few weeks.
And look, I'm not Mick's fault. He had heart valve surgery.
Listen, nobody's blaming Mick.
But now... I'm going to be in San Francisco when Mick's at the stadium 15 minutes from my house.
Maybe somebody can Skype you in or something. You can see it.
Little iPhone video.
Yeah, you can watch it.
An illegal iPhone video from the stadium.
Have you seen the Stones before?
Yes, long time ago.
Now, the big concern...
I wanted to see them before Mick died.
The big concern here is Dale had tickets to see Elvis, and then Elvis died. So the
very
Elvis
next concert
show,
he was supposed to do...
The very next one
I
he
had
was supposed
tickets.
To do, died. So, is this a loophole? Because Dale does have tickets to this, but
by the way, I'm
going to
go get
knows
some
he can't
Britney
go.
Spears tickets here in the next hour
please,
or
come
so.
Come on.
That's probably
what are you, in a
cruel.
Death pool? What's the matter with you?
That's
do that.
Probably cruel.
I actually needed a pick for one, so thank you.
Is a death pool in poor taste?
100%, but a lot of fun.
I'm just going to
sounds like a guy who's
anything,
better one.
So.
Yeah, Shyam's just, I mean, he's in just for the action. Like, he's just, he's got a... An itchy
they are
scratch.
Fun. If you have like a bunch of friends, you just everyone throws in like $3. Or
what is
small
the?
Amount.
Yeah, but what are like the stakes in a death
so
pool?
So ours is there's a bunch of people and we just have this giant express.
Oh, so he's just straight up in one. Okay,
$5 to get in every month. You can pick a different person and the pot just keeps growing.
Now let me ask you this: is there like can you handicap it at all? Because if you pick somebody who's 100,
so like with Luke Perry, like he was in the hospital when we were drafting one.
Well, and you can't so pick we, a yeah, guy who's in the
so,
hospital.
And so
that's
we said
horrible.
we made that distinction. Like you can't take Luke Perry because.
But what I'm saying is, do you get more points? Like if you take somebody who's like isn't like Kirk Douglas still alive?
So it's
like
not,
if you took Kirk Douglas compared to like somebody in their 20s,
it's
like,
not a point based thing. It's just whoever you take. You just got to be smart with your picks.
Got to be smart with your picks, Dale. That's the best advice for a death pool.
The last person that won just won $1,200.
Wait a minute. What?
What? What kind of money is it?
Hold on. It just keeps rolling over,
we
huh?
We went like 3 or 4 months without a winner, and it just kept rolling over.
Without a winner. You guys are sick.
Yeah, I don't know if winner is the word I've been looking for.
Who was the person that passed that won that cash in?
Doris Day. May she rest in peace.
Yes.
And the guy who had Tim Conway went, oh,
no!
Day.
So what's the deal too? They need to be on like the ticker, or they need to trend, or like how? Because they you can't just pick like
yeah, it has to be like a celebrity, like a name that everybody knows.
Okay, man, there's some big money in those. I didn't realize.
Or maybe a
Ross,
Dale Keefe.
You might want to get in there.
I think the four of us, or maybe a Dale Keefe death pool.
Is that what we
do? Doesn't have to be money. It doesn't
well,
have to be money.
We're going
to
take Dale, so no. I don't know if we
see,
can.
I don't feel great about it.
I got to be honest. That's too large a withdrawal from the Karma Bank.
Yeah,
for me.
I don't love it.
Because then
you're rooting
like,
for them. No, you're
then
not
you're
rooting.
Rooting for them to die.
But it could be an investment in the real bank. You think about that.
Yeah,
you're not rooting for anybody. You're
see,
playing it out.
Mine was all like really small. It wasn't a big money market like Shime's playing.
Oh, Shime is just man. That's big time stuff.
So, Shime, you were rooting for your top pick in the death pool to die.
No, I wasn't rooting for anybody.
Shime, $1,200. You weren't rooting for them to die.
No, Dale. I'm just a degenerate. I just put money on everything.
Who's your current pick right now?
So we're currently drafting. I haven't made my next pick.
Who are you leaning towards?
Lenny Dykstra. I just felt like
go ahead.
We can
root for
that.
We could all be on board for that, Shine.
How long has somebody been holding on to Artie Lang in your pool? I would assume he's like a top pick.
I had him like 6 months ago before we had a winner at one point.
Because was it John Goodman who's even made jokes about how Goodman and Artie Lang, I think, have both made jokes about how, sorry guys, like I know you've been holding on to me for years, but I'm still here. So Lenny Dykstra, that's a good one. That's kind of off the board.
Well, he had like a lot of transients at his house at one point recently, so I just figured maybe there's something.
It's not a bad
issue or something.
It's not a bad pick.
You're doing research.
Yeah, you won't.
No, it's just stuff you find on Twitter. It's not like I'm doing extensive research over here checking people's medical history.
No, he did look unwell the last time I saw him. So it's not a terrible pick.
Just check Dale's calendar, see what concert he's going to see.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Take them.
It was the Stones. That's the only one I have tickets for. And
yeah, but I don't want Mick to die.
No, nobody does.
But you wanted whoever you had in the death pool to die.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
Who did you have?
I had Lenny Dykstra.
No, last time.
No.
Oh, last
time? The last draft. Who'd you take?
I took Bill Russell, just because he's really old.
You're awful, Shyman. You're so awful.
Things happen in you're 3 months.
So
Come on.
That's horrible. What's the matter with you?
Come on.
Shyman.
I know.
That's disgusting.
It's a good bet.
Ross, did you dump that?
No, I'm actually applauding. It's a good bet, though.
Oh, it's not. You guys are out of your mind.
No, I'm sorry I even brought it up.
Yeah, come on.
With those two in there.
617-779-7937.
We'll talk to Tony La Russa at 11:30. We'll talk to Ray Bourque at 1. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.